Welcome back to another episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. We'd like to thank all of our listeners for joining us each and every week. We'd also like to take this opportunity to ask that you support GeekLegacy.com by clicking on any of our Amazon links before you go shopping. By doing so, we will receive a small credit for your purchase, and every little bit helps in keeping the legacy alive. This way, we may continue to bring you the latest and greatest in geek news and reviews. Thank you!
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. I'm David, here with Jesse, Amanda, and Justin. Having a great time on the Geek Legacy Podcast. Why don't we start off with Amanda? What's going on?
Well, we had some exciting episodes in television this past weekend. If you've been following my reviews on Geek Legacy, then you'll already know that I was very happy with this week's episode of Doctor Who for once. They finally gave us an episode that felt like a Doctor Who episode that had an interesting storyline that was resolved in a way that didn't make me feel like, are you serious? That's how you decided to end this? And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that they went to that, the kind of trying to scare you place, which is actually something I kind of like in Doctor Who. I usually don't like scary movies or television shows, but when it's Doctor Who, if it's some creepy alien that, you know, they're trying to figure out and, I don't know, track down or defeat or whatever, I'm totally on board. And Cold War, that episode of Doctor Who, did not disappoint in that respect. I don't know, what did you guys think? Did you guys watch it?
Yeah.
I did.
I enjoyed it.
I liked it.
I thought it was funny.
I agree that it was very Doctor Who-esque.
Yeah. Like, even though it was on Earth, he was still out of his element in that he was on the submarine, he didn't have his TARDIS, and he didn't know what exactly to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
Yeah. And I also like how we got to see Clara be you know, more her own person and her own character. You know, at the heart of every companion is the desire to impress the doctor, and she has that. But at the same time, we also saw her taking the initiative and, you know, not reacting in a way that you might expect. And I like that about her.
Yeah. Uptown all the way.
No other comments from other people?
I do not watch.
I like the guest actors that were in it.
Oh yeah, they had good guest actors.
Yeah.
It took me forever to realize where I recognized the professor from, and then I realized it was from Titanic.
I was going to go with Ninja Turtles 2, but yes. He's the angry butler in Titanic.
Yes, he is.
He has been a topic of our podcast before, actually.
I actually didn't recognize him at all.
And then the other guy, the Capitan, was... he was Davos. Yeah. Like John Reno's cousin, but not really.
What?
I said good stuff.
Yeah. And then also Game of Thrones. Ooh. Oh man.
It's a good one.
Yay, game.
Yes, it was.
Setting up things to come.
Yes. But at the same time, moving forward.
Yeah.
Poor Jaime Lannister.
Yes, that was awesome.
I didn't think that was going to end where it did. I thought that something else was going to happen. So I guess we'll see next week.
Good stuff.
The whole thing with what's his face? Theon?
Ugh, don't get me
started. I don't really understand what's going on there.
Yeah, he shouldn't even be in this season at all. That's what's bothering me. Is that he is not around in book three at all, and I've already seen far too much.
Yeah.
It's kind of irritating.
Right, and we kind of talked about it last time. That's kind of one of the drawbacks to the series as opposed to the novel is that, you know, in the novel, it's revealed that Theon's still alive slowly, to where in the book they
think he's dead.
Right, to where the woman is showing you, so you can't really like, oh, that's Theon. To where, you know, when we see him, we recognize him, but in the book, they don't refer to him as Theon.
Yeah, you think he's dead for like three books.
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, Theon's dead. You're like, oh, he's not.
Like, damn it.
I fooled you.
I closed my book when that was revealed. I was like, what? Time for bed. And I just closed my book. I was so mad.
Yeah, because like even if you're tired, you're like, well, maybe I can read one more chapter, and then you see the word Theon. You're like, nope, tomorrow. Or Bran. Sorry, see you tomorrow, guys.
Yep, skipping. But no, it was good. And then Daenerys negotiating the deal for the Unsullied. That was pretty cool. That actually ends up being her most exciting chapter ever in the books, as far as I'm concerned.
I thought for sure. I don't remember any of Daenerys's parts from the book. But I thought for sure that she was going to know what that guy was saying the entire time.
In the books, I read it as she had somebody already interpreting for her, and she knew, and that's why she has no problem attacking the guy. But I don't know.
She speaks to Laren.
Huh? Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why that was all at the end. She spoke it to
Sandy. Yeah, when she said Vala Morghulis. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I thought I remember her knowing what he said, but at the same time, you know, when I was reading them, it was all like back to back to back to back, so it all kind of meshes together. But yeah, that went out pretty
good. She's playing dumb.
Yeah. She's still taking her sweet time getting over to Westeros.
Yeah. Well, they kind of have to.
Oh, I know. It's just frustrating.
She's like, I'll just take over this eastern land, Esteros. I don't need Westeros.
Good stuff.
I like.
So are the dragons just hanging out on the boat? Is that where they've been the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jalen.
I mean, they're getting a little bigger. Too. Yeah, there was that scene where it's like fishing.
So. Dragons are expensive to generate. Yeah. That's why, like season two, they're always in the cage, so they're clearly just like puppets almost of the time. And
season one, should just like hold up a sign that says "Insert CGI dragon here."
It's like, look, this stuff's expensive. Just imagine it, okay? It's really awesome.
Just pretend.
It's really really good.
It works for Dungeons and Dragons. I mean,
yeah,
it's all your imagination.
Yeah. And I like that Jaime, you know, he's had a time to, like, kind of try to talk his way out of things. You know, you're reminded that he is Tyrion's brother.
Right.
But wasn't able to talk his way out of this one.
Mm-mm.
But that was also cool how audiences got to get a peek at the real Jaime. Because he puts up quite a front for people. And, you know, deep down, he did not want anything to happen to Brienne. And he saved her. And I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, even though she's always like, rah, 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 you're a Kingslayer, and I got nothing to say to you, and you're an Oathbreaker, and blah, blah, blah. She doesn't know what the story is, and he could have let her just be attacked, but no, sir, he did the right thing. Because that's what Jaime Lannister does. He does the right thing.
Except for banging his sister.
Well.
And throwing Bran off a tower.
Love makes you do crazy things.
You never done something crazy for love?
Not maim a small child.
Yeah.
Well, then I say you've never been in love then.
Well, he wasn't expecting him to be crippled for the rest of his life. He thought he was going to kill him, so.
Oh, that's better.
It's kind of okay.
Plus, there's a bunch of Starks. They didn't think you're not going to miss this one.
Right.
Seven other ones.
Yeah, there's a bunch. I think that Stark children are the currency in the North. There's such an abundance.
Oh.
And they're like all assumed dead.
Yeah. Now they're a hot commodity.
They're rare.
Yeah.
They're like foil Pokemon cards.
Yeah. Gotta catch them all. Good stuff.
Pokemon!
I liked it. Good episode.
I really like that Podrick got his moment to shine.
Yeah. And,
I like that they're kind of portraying him a little more. Because I really like the Podrick, Tyrion dynamic. So it was good to see, especially when he came back from the hole. And they're like, they didn't make you pay? What? Tell us everything.
Dug it.
Yeah, that was pretty hilarious.
Mm-hmm. And they just like kept coming out. Like, there's one girl, then two girls, then three. Did he end up with three or four?
Like a clown car. I think it was four.
Yeah. It was a lot. I think it was like 17 or 18. Possibly 20 broads. I don't know.
Really, anything over two is just they become spectators at that point. Not much you can do.
I don't know. I can do lots of things. Anyway, moving on. What else did you watch, Amanda?
Sorry, I was double-checking something. Okay, so apparently I did not get to the part in the episode last night that was actually pretty insane. And I think the episode, what I watched ended like 30 seconds earlier.
Where he gets his hand chopped off?
So I totally missed the part
before
where
that.
Hand
what?
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
That's what I was wondering about. I was wondering if they were actually going to cut his hand off.
Yes.
This whole time. I was waiting for that to happen. And they did.
Ended with him screaming.
Yeah.
First
and then
looks.
Maiden and the Bear, the rock version.
Yeah. It's cool because he like looks like, oh my god, that just happened? And then he's like, ah! It's kind of funny. It's like Jaws 4 when the guy gets his arm cut off. Doesn't even notice till he looks.
Like a Looney Tunes cartoon, like the Roadrunner, like the coyote runs off the cliff, but he doesn't fall until he realizes he's not on the rock anymore.
Right. That's how they do. So as long as you don't look, then you're fine.
Like Ray Charles would have been the perfect coyote.
Right. That's terrible.
What you don't find out until you're older is that coyotes are faster than Roadrunners. So that's not a documentary like I thought. I thought it was like a nature show, but no, false.
Roadrunners are crazy. I've seen my fair share of Roadrunners, by the way.
Have you? Not Looney Tunes versions?
No, real ones. And they're pretty crazy. I saw this one trying to catch a dragonfly for like 3 minutes. It was so cool. It kept jumping up in the air and you could hear his beak snapping trying to catch it. That was before cameras and phones, though. So it's just, I've committed it to memory.
Well, it's just as good for you.
I think so.
Yeah.
It would have made a great photo. But sadly, you guys will never know.
Photo opportunity for you.
Mm-hmm.
And how?
Oh, and great, Randy's on now.
He sure is.
And we're done with the Game of Thrones, eh?
Woo!
I don't see his name, though.
I see it. Maybe he's blocking so the ladies don't see him online.
Oh, maybe.
But he's showing up online on mine.
I got him.
It's ringing.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oi.
I have made it safely. So what did I miss?
Just finished Game
Only
of Thrones.
Everything.
Oh, perfect. Good timing then. I still haven't started season 3.
Yes. So you're set.
Cool.
We won't tell you that Jaime Lannister died. Oh, no, doesn't die.
Such a dick.
It's okay, as long as the imp lives.
I don't want any harm to come to any Lannister. Like the Lannister, like every anyone related to Lannisters is cool in my book.
I don't know. Jaime's kind of a dick.
No way.
Who is?
Jamie's kind of a dick.
He's the coolest.
Well, he wasn't really in season 2, and so in season 3 you see that he's a cool dude.
Oh, okay.
Like Billy Zane.
Exactly.
No.
But Joffrey is a Lannister.
Mm-hmm. He is. But, I mean, at least when he's on screen, you want him to just die painfully. So you want to see him on screen as opposed to, like, Bran and Sansa and Catelyn and every Stark.
True. Except for Arya. I like her.
Yeah, me too. Her and Jon Snow.
But he's a Snow.
And he's uptown all the way.
All the way. The little downtown.
Yeah. Cool. All right, let's move on then. Now that Randy's here. Do you want to give us a rundown on your Viking show or no?
I would if I had time to watch it, but I haven't. I worked all weekend and I am woefully behind on TV.
Do you want to tell us how you think it should go? Do you want to watch the episode right now?
I like it.
No, that's okay. I don't care to speculate. All I want is blood, raping, and pillaging. And I'm pretty sure they're going to deliver. I mean, it is about Vikings after all.
I thought you'd go double rape.
Jinx.
You said rape twice.
But since we spoke at the same time, I think that disproves the fact that they think we're the same person, Amanda.
That's true.
Ooh, truth.
Of course, this isn't live when it broadcasts, so...
Don't! Damn you and your logic.
Cool. All right. Well, did you see anything fun over the weekend, or did you...
I haven't been to a movie since Hobbit in 2012. Oh. I have not seen anything this calendar year.
There's
woefully, woefully behind.
You're like the Amish.
I know, right?
You need a Rumspringer.
You should touch it less. Get out. See the world.
Yeah.
Go playing with it. You go blind.
The world moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around every once in a while, you could miss it.
I was literally just looking at something for Ferris Bueller while you were saying that.
He was the walrus. Something.
Keep calling. Keep calling.
Fine. I'll go. Shit.
Oh, jeez. Rudy?
Yeah.
Too bad that movie's like 4.5 hours long.
It is a long movie.
I just stop when they get to Chicago. I watched.
Yeah, it stops being fun at that point. It's like a Kubrick movie.
I like it as the documentary of how to like skip school. Once they actually skip school, I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
And then I watched Donka Shin.
Oh, I leave or fast forward.
But he's Abe Froman,
the sausage king of
Chicago.
Snooty.
Use the other phone.
Ah, jeez. Anyway.
So we've all seen Ferris Bueller, I guess.
Yeah. Cool. Mia Sarah. She gets naked in Time Cop. Make a note.
Mental note. Like your Roadrunner.
Mm-hmm. Alright then, what's going on? Are you done with TV, Amanda?
Yeah, I don't really have any... There's nothing really interesting going on TV right now.
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is really the only super interesting show. I've been reviewing Mad Men, but I'm not convinced that anyone else cares about it except for me.
I'm waiting for the review of Splash, the celebrity diving competition with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I'm waiting for our review on that. So let's get on that, somebody.
Is Louis Anderson still in it, or has he been eliminated?
I saw the first episode. I was sitting there in a hotel room, like, just drained of all life force, and just watching TV, and I'm like, I wonder what's on. I'm like, I'll watch this for 10 minutes, and then that's all I watched. But I got to see Louis Anderson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar dive, so I got that going for me.
Your life is now complete.
It is. So this is kind of goodbye. I'm going to, like, kill myself now.
Are you going to use the Golden Gate Bridge? We were talking about that earlier.
No. It's a little cliche.
I know, because 365 people a year die.
Well, it's a big deal.
That's one person a day.
Yeah, we're better off with Adam, probably.
How sad.
I have a very strong opinion on suicide. So
yeah, we won't get into that right now.
It's not really podcast material.
It's a little dark.
I'm traumatized from a suicide from my childhood, but that's okay. We won't go there.
All
suicide's
right.
bad.
Moving on. What do you have for us, Jess?
I have a list.
Are we
doing
that now?
Right now?
Oh wait, sorry.
Just got weird.
Got out of order.
You got derailed.
That's like when you eat breakfast for dinner. Just feels weird sometimes.
But waffles are so good any time of the day.
Delicious.
That reminds me, Chung brought over these chicken again. Waffles. Go ahead, what?
Oh no, I
was about to derail our entire conversation.
I was still talking about breakfast for dinner, so it's kind of the same thing.
Okay, cool. I was talking about breakfast for snack. Chung brought over these chicken and waffle flavored potato chips, and all they taste like is maple.
Yeah, the Lay's.
Yeah. It's not the best thing in the world, but he was kind of digging on them.
Yikes.
That man loves his chicken and waffles.
Like you put them both in the toaster together?
Like you have a waffle, and then you put your normal waffle stuff on it, and then you just throw a piece of fried chicken on top of it and just eat it.
Right.
I don't know if you make like a sandwich out of it or what, but I hear it's good.
Roscoe's is good. Chicken and waffles.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we try to go once, and there was like a shooting or something, so we had to keep going?
Yeah, when we wrapped on Lola's. it was on Lola's, because Chung didn't work on Lola's. Anyways, but yeah, there was something, and it was closed.
Yeah.
When I went, I got grape soda and I got dirty looks. That's all I know. But I like grape soda. I wasn't being racist. I just like grape soda.
I think the correct term is grape drink.
Well, see, that's why I wasn't trying to. Purple drink.
Purple drink.
Yeah, purple drink. Grape soda, purple drink. I've been at Roscoe's. I went to the one in Pasadena off of Lake.
Oh, yeah? Is it good?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's expensive, though.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah. I mean, whatever. It's not like... I guess you get pretty good portions, though.
Yeah.
I remember being ridiculously full and feeling ginormously fat afterwards.
Gotta get the gravy on the chicken. That's the best.
Because you're eating, like, sweets and deep-fried stuff, you know? It's just, like, a combination of everything that's bad for you.
Yeah.
See, I like butter on my waffles. I'm not a big syrup guy, so it's all savory.
I put peanut butter and syrup on my waffles.
That'd be good.
It is good.
Yeah, but you also like mustard on your hot meatball sandwich, too. So.
Yeah, dude, I love mustard. Mustard's so awesome. And it's like 80 cents. It's the coolest thing. It's so good, and nobody wants it, so I get to have it all to myself. It's like the cheapest condiment in the grocery store.
And just as predicted, I derailed the conversation.
Yes, sir.
Ding, ding. And I'm out.
Yeah, and edit point.
What do you got going on, Dave?
Well, probably the biggest news of the last couple days was the MTV Movie Awards. Did you guys check this out?
No, I wanted to.
I totally forgot it was on.
Well, like all other award shows, it was about 9 hours long. And it was an experience. MTV was really trying to set themselves apart with such categories as best mustache, best shirtless scene, and then their normal, best fight, best kiss. But they kind of gave out like three Lifetime Achievement Awards. Like they gave out a Comedic Genius Award they gave to Will Ferrell, which had an awkward moment to where Aubrey Plaza tried to steal his award. And Will Ferrell, like, it was kind of funny. Will Ferrell played it off like it was meant to happen. So to kind of, like, try to take some of her thunder away because she was going to be like, oh, look at me. Look what I did. But she had the name of her movie. I'm embarrassed that I forgot the name already. On her chest. So it said, like, hashtag, like, whatever the name, like, things to do or whatever.
It said to-do list, I think.
To-do list. There you go. That's the name of the movie.
I didn't even know that was her movie. I thought she was just being... a whore. I don't
know. Yes, probably a little bit of both. But yes, so her chest said like hashtag to-do list, which is the film she's going to be in. So of course, after she did that, the camera's on her the whole time. So you just see her face with her chest that says to-do list. And so, it was...
No.
Yeah, it was pretty dumb. And so the other Lifetime Achievement, they gave the Generation Award to Jamie Foxx, the other Lifetime Achievement Award. and they gave out an award called the Trailblazer Award. They gave to Emma Watson for like being a pioneer in cinema because she was Hermione Granger, I guess.
Really?
Yeah. And so
I mean, I like her, but I don't know that she's a pioneer.
She's a pioneer. She sets trends. Like, people want to be her, and boys want to be with her.
Yar.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, it wasn't – the whole show was kind of flat. You know, it wasn't memorable, really. It was kind of a shame because studios were kind of making it a real big deal this year. Iron Man debuted a clip. Hunger Games debuted a clip. The new Superman viral video with Zod premiered. And they did a lot of good stuff, but the show just seemed kind of phoned in, and all the acceptance speeches were weird and awkward and very staged. Like, Taylor Lautner won for best shirtless scene, but, you know, he obviously knew he was going to win because he was wearing a fat suit and had, like, you know, red vines and stuff in his pocket. And each category had, like, 5 nominees, but 4 weren't there and only 1 was there, so you knew who was going to win every award.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rebel Wilson, who was the host, ended up winning like 3 of the awards. And
really?
Yeah, I like her. She's funny.
She normally is.
Not last night.
Yeah, last night, not so much. She, one of the things, she was funny, and they inserted her into some of the best pictures. So they inserted her into like Les Mis. And so it's like Anne Hathaway's like crying in the foreground. You see in the background, she's like massaging her titties and stuff. So that was kind of funny. But other than that, it was pretty lackluster. But did you guys see any of the clips? Did you guys see the Iron Man clip or the Hunger Games trailer or the?
Do you think you would have liked it if you were like 15 though, or 13?
No, well, that was it. It was like
I remember liking it when I was in high school.
Yeah, I remember liking it a lot when I was younger too.
Right. Well, I typically used to really like it, but it just like it wasn't like a spectacle. Like it was very odd and disconjointed. I can't imagine as a teenager liking it. Because even if I don't like stuff that is teen-related, I can still, you know, appreciate, like, oh, this would be cool if I was a teenager or a little kid or something like that. But it seemed like a miss for MTV.
Hmm. Well, so, and it kind of sounds like no one really wanted to be there.
Right, and that's the thing. There was almost no celebrities there. And, like, that's usually the big thing with MTV Awards, is that, like, who's who is there. But this time,
yeah.
I mean, yet Kim Kardashian was the only Kardashian there. This is a 4 Kardashian affair, usually.
Well, and you know, for an award show that once had a skit where Ben Stiller made fun of Tom Cruise, like, I think it's fallen pretty far.
Right. I mean, and that used to be the big thing. They used to always have their big opening, which is usually real funny. And they'd have a couple sketches throughout the show.
Mm-hmm.
But they had their opening sketch, which was, it was all right. It was James Franco coming talking about why people hate people who do award shows, because he did the Oscars, I guess. And she got in like a female Iron Man suit and flew to this show. So, I mean, it wasn't, just kind of meh.
Hmm.
Yeah. But did you guys see the Iron Man clip?
No, I didn't actually. I meant to check it out today, but I totally forgot.
They advertised that at every single commercial break, like, next, the Iron Man clip. I'm like, okay, I can sit through, like, 3 more minutes of this, because I was sitting in bed with Amy watching, and she's like, I can't watch another second of this. I'm like, no, Iron Man's coming up next. And then, like, 8 minutes of show, and then, like, 12 minutes of commercials. And so, no, Iron Man has to be next. Meanwhile, Iron Man's, like, 2 hours into the show.
Yeah.
And so, it was like a 1-minute clip. It's pretty cool. It's the Mandarin attacking his Malibu house, you know, where he falls into the water, but it was showing how he gets into his suit and how the suit like comes to him. And it was actually really cool. And he uses a piano to take down a helicopter in very John McClane fashion.
I like it.
Like, he's like, Jarvis, I need my weapons. He's like, this is a prototype, sir. It doesn't do a lot. And he sees the piano, like, he like kicks it out and he takes out a helicopter. So kudos to Tony Stark for being creative.
Woo.
What about the Man of Steel viral video with General Zod? Did you check that out?
Yeah, but I don't like how it's all garbly, goobly. It's annoying.
But it's a viral video. They have to look like that.
It's just irritating. I mean, I like the idea of him on TV telling Superman that he's going to get him, but it was just irritating to me.
Right. I imagine in the film, they'll actually see Zod. But yeah, I know I'm with you on that. I liked the message. I thought was cool. Like him, okay, Earth, you got 24 hours to bring us this dude or else you're all dead.
It reminded me of when I was a kid and I tried to tune into an adult channel that I didn't get. Like, maybe every 8 minutes I saw a flash of a topless broad, but that's totally what it reminded me of. Just like channel 99.
When you were kids, did people have like ways, like they tell you, oh, if you do this, you can see it?
No. They didn't have kids where I grew up. I was the only one.
That's true. And Roadrunners. When I was a kid, they used to say, like, if you looked in the binoculars backwards, you'd see it. And I'm like, that doesn't work.
That's like trolling at its finest.
Yeah.
You're a right foul git, you know?
This is pre-internet. I'm like, I tried it. I'm not ashamed. For boobies, I would have tried a lot worse at that age. And then really the last thing at the awards was the Hunger Games trailer. Did you guys see that? Catching Fire trailer?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a lot like the trailer for the original Hunger Games, to where the first trailer was all about like the pre-games, and the second trailer will focus on the... Whoa, what happened there?
I don't know.
Someone died. And the second trailer, I'm assuming, will actually focus on the Hunger Games themselves.
Where all the past winners have to go back and fight, right? It's like an all-star event? This has never happened, or it's happened once every 100 years or some junk?
Well, it's called the Quarter Quell.
Yeah, this specific type of Quarter Quell has never happened where they force past winners.
But it's not all of them. It's just one boy and one girl from each district.
Yeah.
Well,
what's his face?
By this time, like one man, one woman.
Yeah.
Donald Sutherland brings it up.
President Snow.
Or he brings up the reasoning behind it.
Oh, and does PETA have to go, or does Woody Harrelson go instead?
Oh yeah, PETA goes.
Yeah, well, because it's one boy and one girl from each district, so Katniss has to go, obviously, because she's the only girl winner, and then Haymitch and PETA are the only boy winner, so.
Yeah, and Haymitch...
Is that Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, sorry.
So the two of them have, like, this little standoff where they're, like, where PETA says, like, if you're chosen, then I'm going to go. They're
going to volunteer for each other, like, because at this point, you know, now that they've been through the Hunger Games, they understand why Haymitch is like he is, and so basically, PETA's like, you know, hey, if you get picked, I'm just going to volunteer, and then Haymitch says the same thing. So, spoiler alert, dudes. But every 25 years they do there's a special rules, and so this is the 75th Hunger Games. The 50th Hunger Games is the one that Haymitch actually won, Woody Harrelson. Mm-hmm. And in that year, what it was they doubled the amount of entrants. So there was two boys and two girls from each district in that year.
Gotcha. Man, so that sucks, especially if you just were there the year before.
Yeah. But you got to think...
Damn it, I just did this.
Yeah. But, I mean, they have an advantage because, I mean, some of the winners are like 80 years old.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in some cases they have an advantage. I mean, it sucks that they have to go 2 years in a row.
Yeah. But,
Well, and also, I mean, the whole reasoning behind it is that the President Snow wants to get rid of
Katniss,
and her rebellion,
shows but people... The people are seeing that there's hope and that they have a chance and they don't need to listen because they broke the rules to win.
Well, and also because she's a winner, that she's invincible, and he wants to prove to all the other winners that they are not invincible.
Oh.
Like, they may have won the Hunger Games, but if the Capitol decides that they should sacrifice themselves again, then they will have to.
So what you're saying is, you want to get a job at the Capitol.
That's where all the good hairdos are.
Right.
Apparently.
That's where Lenny Kravitz
is. Fashionable people. Mm-hmm. That movie's going to be so long.
Well, what was kind of nice about the trailer is that, because all three books of the Hunger Games are told strictly through Katniss's point of view, and so you never leave Katniss. And so if Katniss doesn't see it, it doesn't happen in the books. And so they kind of deviated that a little bit in the first one by showing us, like, the games room and stuff like that.
They had to.
But it looks, and it, but it looks like in this one, that whole conversation with like Snow and Plumrich, it looks like they're gonna have like a lot of not on Katniss.
Wait, so is that Donald Sutherland and Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Philip Seymour Hoffman, yeah.
Yeah, he's the Philip Seymour Hoffman is the new Games Master, and obviously Donald Sutherland's President Snow.
Oh,
gets real. Can't wait.
Yeah. Interesting.
It is. But yeah, that's pretty much it for the movies there. By the time you're listening to this, there should be a new Star Trek trailer. So if you haven't seen the Star Trek trailer, go to geeklegacy.com. It should be up sometime mañana. It looks like it should be good. Hopefully they'll reveal who Cumberbatch is going to be, but they probably won't. But yeah, go to geeklegacy.com and check it all out. But that's all I got. What do you got, Justin?
Ooh, in video game news. Star Wars, The Old Republic, the game that we played for 2 weeks.
Yay!
Rise of the Hutt Cartel is now live. That's the first expansion. So that's kind of exciting. The level cap was increased to 55, up from 50. Let's see. It has some new content, including a new planet. So you get to see some new life forms, which is fun and festive. I imagine there's going to be more weapons and new items for you, too. But I wouldn't be able to tell you much because I'm not going to play it. Even though it's free to play, it's garbage. I'm not interested in it.
Justin bringing the heat.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
I told BioWare, don't call, don't write, don't call. Not interested. But they keep sending me the emails. They apparently people still play it, so yay for that. Randy, you don't play it anymore, is that correct?
No, I haven't played it in months.
I'm tempted to log. If you want to log in, I'll log in with you. We can check it out.
I'd have to reinstall it. My old hard drive crashed that it was on, so at this point, it's not even worth the time. I admit I am curious. The last thing that I saw last time I logged in were some new mounts that I guess you could buy in the cartel shop. It was right after it went free to play, and you had all those cartel coins that you could build up. Uh-huh. And it was the Emperor's Throne from Return of the Jedi flying around with a neon Imperial insignia rotating over it. And they were just hovering around on it, and it looked like the most. It looked cool in a way, but like the most gaudy, ridiculous. Why does this exist? Kind of thing.
Like in a Pimp My Ride kind of way.
Exactly. I was like, I can't continue to do this.
Fast.
Is it still not work? Is it still not Mac friendly? Is it still just PC?
It's still PC, as far as I know.
Well, heck. That's all I have.
Not missing anything. Next up, EA announced NHL 14 will arrive in stores September 10th. Unless you live in Europe, then you're going to have to wait till the 13th. But it's actually pretty cool. Like I was kind of digging the information I was reading today. And it has this new collision physics engine. And what it does is it allows for more realistic hits to other players. So when you're body checking fools, they are going to get crunched. And I think that that's more true to life. When you're smashing fools up against the glass, it'll have more of an impact on the game and the outcome instead of just tapping them and being on your merry way. Also, there's what's called the Enforcer Engine, which is the same technology used for like the Fight Night games. So the technology's gone in such a way now to where there'll be no break in the action from the time the gloves come off till the players are put in the penalty box. So you'll be able to beat the shit out of your opponent. And that'll be lots of fun, too. Additionally, they added this live the life feature where now you get to truly live the life of an NHL player. So we all know how glamorous and foxy they are.
Oh, my God. I've been waiting for something like this.
I know, but check this out, though.
Who needs teeth?
Like, whether you're on or off the ice, every decision you make shapes your legacy as an athlete. You can interact with your teammates outside of the rink, which I imagine means like going clubbing and snorting coke off of hookers' asses and stuff. You can take part in media interviews, but each choice you make will affect your relationship with the fans, teammates, and management, which will ultimately influence your skills and progression. So don't be a dick. Nobody likes, you know, some kind of athlete that likes to rape broads and do drugs.
It's like Fable for hockey.
Right, exactly. Totally what it is. So that's going to be lots of fun. I'm actually eager to get my hands on this. I'm just a little worried because it's EA and they're all about the microtransactions now that, who knows, maybe that's how you get your Coke.
And they were voted the worst company in America for the second year in a row.
Yep, 2 years in a row.
Or the worst company to work for.
That's a shame. Let's see. Moving on. Sega announced an HD remake for the classic Sega Genesis title Castle of Illusion. I'm not sure if you guys played that, but it was a side-scrolling platformer where, you know, you took on the role of Mickey Mouse and you go inside this creepy castle to rescue Minnie Mouse. But it's pretty cool. It's true love at its finest. And Disney's hitting the remakes pretty hard. As you know, a couple weeks ago they announced DuckTales was going to be remastered into an HD. So that's a lot of fun. So both of those games will be coming out this summer. So we have that to look forward to. And I want to say that that's going to be on the least Castle of Illusion will be available for Xbox, PlayStation 3, and PC through Steam, which is huge. But Sega's all about Steam, so I'm not terribly surprised. It's just cool that there's a Disney game available on the PC. And then, lastly, we have some releases for this week. A couple of hot titles. Injustice Gods Among Us comes out tomorrow. By the time you listen to this, it'll be today. That's available on your PS3, Xbox 360, and Wii U. Additionally, Superman and Batman will finally have their epic showdown in the Injustice Battle Tournament. So that'll be cool. Or Battle Arena, I guess I should say. Were we split on that? I mean, we all believe that Superman should win, but I think some of us want Batman.
Oh, I totally voted for Batman.
Yeah, so did I.
Superman.
What a jack. Randy, did you vote at all or no?
I think I voted Superman.
There you go. I mean, that's the smart
good man.
That's a smart bet, but I think Batman's the old double zero on the roulette wheel. I think he surprises everybody.
You mean that everyone, whenever they see it, they go, crap.
Exactly. He's going to be like, oh, dang, Batmobile on your dick, Mom. I'll edit that. Anyway.
Kryptonite, so rare. I have a ton of it.
He does. I think his rims are laced with kryptonite.
So he's going to run him over?
Over him. He's going to get hit. Good stuff. Anyway, more releases in video games. We have Devil Summoner Soul Hackers, which is kind of this first-person sci-fi RPG epic for the 3DS, which is kind of cool. Then we have some DLC, Dishonored, Knife of Dunwall. I think that's like the second edition for DLC for Dishonored. And this time you take on the role of Dodd, who's the guy that actually assassinates the Empress in the opening cinematic for the game. So it's kind of cool to play as a bad guy. I kind of like that. Also, Kirby's Adventure. We all remember that fantastic NES title, right? Back in 1990, probably. As part of the celebration for the 30th anniversary for Nintendo's Famicom, every month they put a game on sale for 30 cents for the Nintendo Wii eShop. And I believe on the 17th, we will have Kirby's Adventure. So if you haven't picked up Punch-Out, you better do it between now and the 17th. And then lastly, we have LEGO City Undercover, The Chase Begins, which is kind of the prequel to the LEGO City game that came out for the Wii U just a couple weeks ago. But this is on the 3DS. So it's like Chase McCain's first assignment. It's a lot like Police Academy 2, but without Mahoney.
So then it sucks. So it's Police Academy 5 then.
Right. You know, Police Academy 2 is my favorite. I don't know if I told you guys that before, but that movie is freaking hilarious. And if it's not your favorite, I think it deserves a rewatch because it's awesome.
See, I have a special place in my heart for 3 for Back in Training. I know it's not as good, but I go 3-2. Those are my top ones.
3-2 is good because it has both Harris and Mauser.
Yeah.
And they're kind of, they're the comedy relief in so many ways. But
I go 3-2-1-4-5-6.
That's a good order. I respect that order.
Not counting Mission to Moscow. Then I guess 7 would be last.
That's terrible.
If you count that.
Yeah.
City Under Siege has been on a bunch lately. It's been like TNT all the time.
Oh, that movie's terrible.
It's so bad.
It's awful.
Yeah. It has no redeeming quality.
Was there ever Police Academy toys, Randy?
Yeah, there were for the animated series. There was an animated Police Academy series, and they were all like caricatures, kind of their the actor counterparts.
Kind of like how Ghostbusters was.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think it was made by the same company because I remember the figures actually looking very similar, and I can't even remember all the characters that they made, but I know Michael Winslow, the dude with all the sound effect voices, he was in the show, and Hightower was in the show. He always had like big oversized guns. I couldn't tell you any of the other characters. It's been too long.
I'd want a Hooks. She was adorable.
With like a big old megaphone or something.
Yeah. Don't move, dirtbag.
I'd want a Hightower and a Calhoun.
Yeah. Tackleberry is kind of cool.
That's what I meant. That's right, Tackleberry.
But yeah, all good. That's all I got for video game news. We have new stuff each and every day on GeekLegacy.com, so feel free to check it out. In fact, I encourage you to check it out.
Nay, I encourage.
Nay. Jess, do you have a fun list for us today?
I do have a list today. This list actually consists of the top 10 movies that somehow managed to get a fifth movie. So
I wonder if Police Academy is going to show up.
It's a possibility.
So it's a list of movies that somehow got five sequels.
Yes.
Sweet.
That's crazy.
So number 10 is Death Wish 5, The Face of Death. Came out in 1994.
With Charles Bronson?
Yes.
It's a good one.
Started out in the 70s and somehow lasted into 1994. And he was 73 years old in this movie.
Wow. That's nice. Good for
I think
him.
I've only ever actually seen the first one, and I think I've only ever seen it in parts.
Not too bad.
Number 9 is the fifth Dirty Harry movie, The Deadpool.
Ooh.
Didn't that have Jim Carrey? From
1988. Yeah, Jim Carrey's in that.
Yeah, he seems like, welcome to the jungle.
Yeah,
like he's in it for, yeah, you think he's in it for like 15 minutes until he is killed.
That's the one with like the RC car blowing up stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's Sudden Impact.
Oh. Some angry hobby store owners.
Yeah.
Just the one about like how celebrities die in threes
in
or something like that.
Yeah,
they call it the Deadpool. Because people start betting on which ones are going to die next, I think.
Yeah.
Ah. It's like
this guy, he's rigging it. Yeah.
It's not like a swimming pool.
Yeah. It's kind of like your Super Bowl squares, but this one people die in.
That's a horse of a different color, as Dave says. I like it.
Number 8 is Rocky V, 1990.
Randy's first exposure to the Rocky franchise.
The only Rocky movie I've ever seen on the big screen.
Oh, that's so awesome. Oh. Tommy the Machine Gun.
Touch me and I'll sue.
I like it.
My ring's outside.
Ah, jeez. One more round.
So bad.
It's so bad.
So bad.
And number 7 will please all of you. Police Academy 5. Assignment Miami Beach, 1988.
Where they tried to replace Mahoney with Lassard's nephew, Eric. No, Eric was Lassard.
He's
whatever.
Lassard.
Yeah.
But he was the guy from The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, if that helps.
It does.
Yeah. I have seen that movie.
Yeah, it's good.
Rebecca De Mornay, all super.
That was
nice.
That was one of my grandmother's favorite movies. She thought because she was all into soap operas and Rebecca De Mornay is so scandalous in that.
Did she call them her stories?
Mm-hmm. Her stories, exactly. And, like, Julianne Moore, like, dies like she always does in her movies. This time to a greenhouse.
Yeah, she's a redhead.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Number 6 is actually one that I have no idea what this movie is, but it's called The Gods Must Be Crazy 5 from 1994.
Sweet!
They did 5 of them?
I had to watch the first one.
I did 2.
I only thought there were 2. I have 3 more to watch.
Yeah, I only thought there were 2 as well. Holy crap.
How exciting.
Wait, you've never heard of The Gods Must Be Crazy?
I have not, and I don't know why, because it just looks spectacular.
You should definitely watch it. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
The first two
are high school.
Yes, I think fifth one came out in 1994.
I think I actually had a teacher who let us watch it in class for several class periods once.
He just didn't want. He was hungover. He didn't want to teach.
Yeah, right.
He gets like coke. Oh, jeez, that movie's funny.
Number five is Ernest Rides Again from 1993.
Yay! Know what I mean, Vern?
I do know.
Number
the original Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
I like the Halloween one.
Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yeah.
I like Saves Christmas and Camp. Ernest Goes to Camp.
I like Goes to Jail too. When he tries to escape, he's like dressed like a woman, and his bosoms are the ball and chains. That's funny. Wow. That's comedy.
That is comedy.
Number four is The Leprechaun in the Hood.
Oh, dang.
Oh, jeez. That's such a bad movie.
I was going to say, am I the only one that's seen it?
Poor Warwick Davis.
Yeah. He was Wicket and Willow.
I think he likes playing that role, though.
I think he likes working.
Yeah. He just wants to work. He must hate Peter Dinklage so much.
They are both shining examples of amazing actors, though. They are a beacon of hope for little people.
Number three is kind of a cop-out, but Breaking Dawn Part 2.
Yeah, that's a cop out.
Yeah, like that. That's.
Is Harry Potter on this list then?
No, it's not. I don't know why. Like they really needed to make 10 movies, so they just threw this on here.
Well, that would have been 7 regardless.
Yeah, I think this is that they were surprised they got a fifth movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Twilight should have been book. 4. Yeah.
Right.
Those money grubbing fools.
Especially since nothing happens in the fourth book.
Oh my god, I watched part one the other day, or a couple weeks ago, and it was. I'm like, why am I watching?
Did I tell you that I watched part two finally?
How was it?
Okay, so nothing happens in the book, but they have this whole battle sequence in the movie that actually ended up being kind of cool. I mean, from oh my god, I'm watching Twilight standpoint, but I was actually enjoying the battle scene. Because there wasn't one in the book.
What was I going to ask? So did they finally decide to invest some money in CGI for that movie?
Yeah, like heads roll. Like people die and it gets pretty gnarly.
Because I remember, I remember seeing trailers on TV for the second movie. Whichever one that is.
Yeah, and they put all their money in the whatever. Dog changing. The wolf changing.
Well, even that looked really bad. It didn't look good at all. It looked like it was terrible looking CGI, and I was really surprised considering what a phenomenon Twilight was that they didn't put more money into their CGI.
Amanda, a Native what? American turned into a wolf. It was amazing.
And it was very rushed too. They pumped out the first like three like in rapid succession like within
years,
so. Not a lot of time for that CGI.
Those poor engineers.
It takes Randy like 13 hours to render a 5-minute video. So imagine how long it takes to make a wolf out of an Indian boy.
A wolf.
I have to imagine that their computers are a little bit better than mine.
Oh, Randy, it's the same.
They have a lot of money to throw at it.
That's why they're going out of business.
Yeah,
it's like a vending machine. They just keep putting money into this little dollar slot, and it keeps rendering faster and faster.
It's like a full-time job.
I like it.
Someone go to the bank and give me a bunch of straight dollar bills. It sucks.
They're all like rolling them on their shirt and shit, and on the corner of the desk. There was this really, real quick. There was this awesome Super Bowl commercial. I think it was either like a Coke or a Pepsi commercial, where all you heard was like this sound. It was a vending machine sound, but it was like a kind of sound. And then eventually it shows like this guy at this rundown gas station just inserting a dollar into a vending machine that it spits it out, and then he like touches it a few times and puts it back in, and it spits it back out, does it over and over and over again, and finally takes it, and then he presses the button for whatever, Coke or Pepsi, and then the dollar comes back out, and it was the funniest goddamn commercial I'd ever seen. And that's it. You can get back to your list.
Okay, number two. Number two is Battle for the Planet of the Apes, 1973.
Yeah, I like that one.
All of them are good.
Except for the remake.
Except for Burton.
Oh man, I forgot about that movie.
Ape must never kill ape.
Yeah.
They say that 18 times.
They do.
And number one. Oops, sorry.
That's okay. I had nothing.
Number one is Star Trek V, The Final Frontier.
What?
That movie's horrible, but six is awesome.
Directed by Shatner.
That explains it.
And I'm pretty sure he co-wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right.
Only in a Shatner production does Shatner kill God.
Is that what happens?
I thought it was like, he goes face-to-face with God and wins.
Oh, man. I thought that he goes face-to-face with Spock's, like, half-brother twice removed on his other side or something.
Spock's half-brother, Cybok, takes them to God.
Oh.
Because that's the answer. And then it ends up not being the answer.
Of course.
Because God needs a starship. He wants to bring your starship closer so I can join with it. So basically, God wants to have sex with the Enterprise so it'll take him.
I could see that happening.
Yeah. And so of course, you know, the only person who can take down God is Kirk.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah. It happens. It's not a good film. But six is.
On paper, it sounds amazing.
I must be overselling it.
I think they should remake it. I'm ready for this.
That's why I'm always so torn when, like, the box set goes on sale, like it did when you posted it that one time. Because it's a good deal, but I already own 2, 4, and 6. So I own the good ones. And so basically I'd be paying like $40 for 1, 3, and 5. And usually logic wins out on that one.
I really like 6. I think 6 is badass.
I do too. 2, 4, and 6.
Whales.
Not in that order, though.
That is a fine list.
I like it. Rambo needs to do one more movie so it can be on the list.
Yeah.
There aren't 5 Rambos?
There's only 4.
I thought the last one was the 5th one, but no.
4 is pretty good, though.
Graphic.
Old Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, but he's...
Or he wasn't too old yet.
He was pretty old. He was still 60, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because Rocky Balboa came out around, like, what, the year before?
Yeah, it came out, like, 2 years earlier. He was, like, 64 in that one. He's getting up there. He's still good.
Amazing, yeah, but...
I hope I look as good as he looks at 64 at 36.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you mention Wesley? I went away to feed my cat for a second, but did you mention Wesley Snipes is going to be in Expendables now?
I did, but you just did. Elaborate.
Well, Sylvester Stallone tweeted at 3:30 this morning that Wesley Snipes is back and he's with us. Whatever all that means.
Isn't he still in jail?
No, he's out.
Oh, okay.
Demolition Man 2?
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
The Expendables break him out of jail.
What have you guys heard the rumor that they might be trying to get Mel Gibson to direct?
Yeah.
Is that total
I read
crap?
That at the same time, but because it was a rumor, I decided not to post on it.
Okay.
I don't care to comment on speculation.
Hmm.
I'm like Will McAvoy.
I'm rewatching the Newsroom. I started rewatching it. I'm on episode 4 now.
So good.
It is. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear about the all the Iron Man suits of armor at Disneyland?
I saw it yesterday. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, it just opened up over at Interventions. And it's basically the same setup they had at Comic-Con last year, right? From the looks of it?
Oh, it's way bigger.
Well, I know it's bigger, but like the hall of armor or whatever they call it, that circular room with all the armor sets.
Welcome to the Hall of Presidents.
It's a Stark Industries technology expo. It was pretty cool. We just happened to be there. I didn't know it was there, and we were in line for Utopia, And Amy's all like, what's that Iron Man thing? And I'm like, I don't know. Let's find out. And so I Googled it. And I'm like, might be a fun way to kill a couple hours. Because it was a pretty long line. And, yeah, it was pretty cool. They had a bunch of suits from all three Iron Mans. And they had, like, a bunch of, like, tech. And Jarvis gives you, like, a guided tour. It's much cooler than the Innovention stuff that was already there. But that's
it
not
sounds
hard.
Like it.
The city that's in Iron Man 2, like, all the plans and the whole development of Starkville or whatever the hell that place is called.
Uh-huh.
It totally reminds me of Tomorrowland at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
That's like Walt Disney's vision. They totally stole it. So it makes sense that they have that there.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I read that the S.H.I.E.L.D. pilot has yet to be picked up, and I don't understand if... Doesn't Disney own ABC?
Yeah.
Does it make sense to just throw that on there?
Yeah, they haven't tried to shop it around yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so, yeah. So
do
right
they
now,
have dibs on it, do you think, or no?
I mean... Yes and no. There's some kind of strict rules about, you know, like, because since it technically wasn't developed by ABC, it's developed by a parent company, they still technically have to offer it out to other studios to bid on.
Oh.
And then ABC has to submit a competitive offer. They don't necessarily have to match it, but they can offer, like, other incentives. Like, since they own it, you know, they're obviously going to promote the crap out of it.
Right.
So they can give other incentives, but they have to actually offer it out as a show, since it wasn't created in conjoined with ABC Productions.
Gotcha.
Even though Disney owns ABC.
I understand.
But yeah, no, it still has no home. It'll end up on ABC probably, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because they can do something shady, like, you know, we can guarantee it'll air this exact many times, and if it doesn't, we'll give you $700 trillion. To where another company, another network can't promise that, so they'd have to pay $700 trillion.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dollars.
That's a lot of dollars. That's what they did with Letterman. His Letterman's contract with CBS was that they guaranteed him 11:30 because NBC had matching, they could match whatever his contract was. And so since they couldn't give him 11:30, they couldn't sign him. Ugh, lawyered.
I saw that documentary. Or not documentary, but that movie.
Yeah, Night Shift?
Yeah, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah. It's a made-for-HBO show.
Doesn't make Leno look too good in that movie.
No.
Not that he's a saint or
Wait,
anything.
Wait, what's it about?
The whole Tonight Show war, like when Johnny Carson was retiring, who was going to replace him?
Mm-hmm.
Leno or Letterman?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It's a dramatization.
It is. But it's a very good one. Kathy Bates is in it. She won her first Emmy for that show, that movie. She's a fine young woman.
Yes, sir.
And talented to boot.
Uptown all the way.
Like downtown Julie Brown.
What was it called again?
The Night Shift. Or it might just be Night Shift without the. Yeah, it came out in probably early 90s.
90s, yeah. When all that shit was going down.
Oh. It's based off of a book by, I don't know. But it's got Michael Eisner before he ran Disney. He was Leno's agent or Letterman's agent, played by Treat Williams.
Oh wow! I remember Michael Eisner always being like before like the Disney theater that they had like on Sunday nights, Masterpiece Theater or whatever the hell it was called.
Wonderful World of Disney.
Yeah, Wonderful World of Disney. And he'd like walk around with some life character or something.
Yeah.
I'm getting a thing starring Henry Winkler.
Oh, you're killing me, Amanda.
That's not it, right?
No, Henry Winkler is definitely not it. I'll shoot it to you.
I have a fun game if you guys want to play.
I would love to.
It's actually, it might be a little difficult, but what I'm going to do, rather than you guys try and race to guess, I think I'm going to just go to each one of you and ask each one of you a different question, and it's going to be Game of Thrones trivia. All right? So,
uh-oh.
Yes. I figured since so many people are lost right now, not knowing who these characters are and who they belong to, because Game of Thrones has a track record for always introducing more characters than they like to kill off, so it gets hard to keep track. So, I thought I would test your guys' knowledge on who some of these people are.
Gotcha. I apologize. It's called the Late Shift, not the Night Shift.
Okay. So it's not my fault.
It's still your fault, but, you know.
No. Okay.
So, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. And don't be Googling shit neither, none.
Why would I need to Google it?
I will smack you in the mouth. All
right. So this is strictly television, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, any question I ask you, if you only watched up to the second season, you will still know the answer.
Okay.
Fair enough? All right.
Got it.
David.
Yes.
Name each of the Stark children's dire wolves.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Well, I'll start with Arya's because I can't really pronounce her. It's like Nymenera.
Nymenera, yeah, I'll give you that.
Do I get points for that? All right. Ghost is, well, I guess technically Snow's not a Stark.
I have him on the list. It's fine.
Okay. So you got, and then Rickon's. I'm going to miss one, I know. Summer, Greymane, or Grey something. I don't know. I don't know Rickon's, so I'll just stop now.
Rickon's is Shaggy Dog.
Ah, oh. Dang it. And Sansa's was Lady.
Correct. And Grey Wind is Rob.
Ah, okay.
All right. Who wants to go next? You did good, though.
Go next.
I'll go.
All right, Amanda. Daenerys Targaryen, the first of her name, is sometimes referred to as these other two names. They're titles, really.
Stormborn and Khaleesi?
Correct. Stormborn's kind of half right. It's Daenerys Stormborn, blank, blank. The unburnt mother of dragons, but you got it.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
She always says, Daenerys Stormborn, and I'm the mother of dragons. Blah, 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 blah. You got Stormborn, so I'll give you that.
Okay.
I haven't shown my boobies since season one.
Okay.
Seriously.
Jess or Randy, who's next?
I'll go next, even though I'm going to fare terribly.
Okay. Who claims to be the king of the Iron Islands?
I don't even know what the Iron Islands are. Pass.
Salt and rock. What is it? Salt and earth or rock and salt? Salt and iron?
I don't know.
Balon Greyjoy.
Theon's father.
Yeah. Balon Greyjoy. All right.
Who dies off screen?
Yeah. Jess.
Yes.
Okay. Upon taking the oath for the Night's Watch, all new recruits will be assigned one of three positions. Name two.
I want to say, like, the wall, like, watching over the wall.
Well, that's...
No, that's everybody.
I don't know any of these.
I know this.
Look at shit. Jon Snow wants to be one, and Samwell Tarly is one.
I was watching it tonight, and I have no idea what's going on, so I don't know.
All right. Well, the three choices are Ranger, Steward, or
Ranger,
Builder.
That's it.
Builder? What was the third one? Builder?
Builder, yeah. They kind of maintain the wall and upkeep. General upkeep of Castle Black.
Yeah.
Ranger.
All right. Dave.
Yeah.
All right. He is Lord of the Eyrie, Defender of the Veil, Warden of the East, and far too old to be sucking on his mama's titties.
What is that?
Just gave it away, but
I didn't give away.
No, I don't know. I don't know his first. I'm trying to. Robin.
Close.
Well, no, that's what she calls him. That's what the mom calls him.
She calls him Robin.
Yeah,
Mr. Dobek. It is Robert Aaron. This is
and
the
she
name.
Someone calls him Robin.
I don't think so. I think you're just
misunderstanding
the West.
No, I cannot remember.
Somebody calls him Robin.
Robert Aaron. All right. Amanda. He is no longer a squib, but Lord of the Crossing.
What?
Forget the first part. Who's the Lord of the Crossing?
I have no idea.
He was a squib in Harry Potter.
He's got like 98 kids.
I'll name
Wait,
Walder.
He was in Harry Potter?
Oh my god, time's up. Walder Frey. Yeah, he was,
I didn't know what his name was anyway, so.
Filch?
Yeah,
he was Filch.
What? No, he wasn't.
He was a squib. That's the only reason I even know who that is from this whole squib thing.
Yeah, Walder Frey was Filch.
Wait.
Oh my god.
guy, Walter Frey.
Walter Frey?
The old guy.
The old guy. The late Lord Frey, who doesn't show up to the Trident, and he's the one that has the daughter that's promised to Robb Stark.
Robin Aaron is
a recurring character in the first season of Game of Thrones.
That was an easy one.
That's 2 years ago.
I don't know. Personally, my opinion is if you haven't read the books, there's very little chance you're going to get the majority of these questions.
Are you kidding me?
I sent you a tell, Justin. My answer was right.
Well, you don't count because it wasn't your gut thing turn.
No, I mean mine that you said I was wrong in.
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to look at your tell.
His name is Robin.
It's Robert Aaron.
It's Robin.
No.
I'm staring at it.
No, it's Robert.
It's Robin.
You're so wrong. John Aaron named him after King Robert. He didn't name him after King Robin or Robin Hood or Robin of Locksley or whatever the hell you're talking
about. Just wait. Just wait.
You're fired.
You're gonna feel so silly.
Nope.
You're
all right.
So embarrassed.
Randy.
Yes.
Everyone knows the Lannister sigil is a golden lion upon a crimson field, but what are their house words?
So hard. Okay, I remember this from the first season because the kid says a Lannister always pays his debts. Says no, that's a common saying, but that's not their actual thing. F if I know.
Well, because you even family? Remembered that, that's awesome. It is hear me roar.
Okay.
But, you know.
That's their motto?
Uh huh.
Lame.
Yes.
Like, I am woman, hear me roar, kind of.
Exactly. All right, Jess.
Yeah.
We're almost done. This is the home stretch. Okay, he is known as the King Beyond the Wall.
I know who he is.
You should.
But yet again, I don't remember what their names are because there's too many of them.
He used to be a King member Beyond of the Night's Wall. Watch. Now he leads the free folk.
I keep thinking Maze or Rackham because I just read Ender's Game.
You're actually close. His initials are MR.
Mance Raider?
That is correct.
Nice.
The buzzer actually rang 20 minutes ago, so...
Well, I got it eventually.
All right, Dave.
Yes. Robin. Actually, it's Robert in the book, and it's Robin in the show.
The show?
I'm reading it right here.
That's fast.
You said we're talking about the show.
All right. In the HBO series... Who is the Lord Commander of the Night's Watch, also known as the Old Bear?
It's Mormont.
Very good. You don't happen to know his first name, do you?
Jonah? No, Jonah's his son.
It's close. It's Jorah.
Yeah. Jonah's the other one. Yeah. We don't know him yet. We don't know who that is yet.
All right. Manda. What are the names of Tywin Lannister's three grandchildren?
Okay.
One everyone hates. That's the easy one. He's the king.
Oh my god, I'm totally blanking on the daughter. So it's Joffrey. You know what? I'm not going to get it anyway because I can't remember what the youngest is named. So I give up already.
Tommen.
Yeah, it's Tommen.
Tommen?
And Marcella.
Marcella. I was like, oh, it starts with an M. I can't remember.
But that's it. You guys all need to do your homework.
Dave, well, first of all, we haven't seen Tommen since, like, the first season.
That's not entirely true. You saw him in
the first episode of season two.
When they're sitting at the table.
He greets Tyrion happily.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
And he's at the table when Sansa is sitting with the queen and Marcella.
Yeah, so there.
Okay.
Yes, that.
Well, that was fun, though. It's you guys don't know the answers.
For you.
You didn't accept the right answers. That's the problem.
The problem is, you can't be making up stuff, Dave.
I wasn't. I just told you the answer. He's Robert in the book and Robin in the show. And you said it was about the show, so I answered what the show said.
But
so, ipso facto, I'm your dad.
The time passed.
I don't think it did.
It expired.
You just can't admit. It's cool. You're right, Justin. You're right.
Thank you.
You're right. I shouldn't argue.
Thank you.
It's your game. You can make up any rules and cheat any way you want.
It's my party. I'll cry if I want to.
As Luke says, my rules, my game, my rules.
I like it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's it. That's all I got.
Sweet. Do it. Kill it. Take it out.
Well, that about does it for this week's podcast. Remember to visit geeklegacy.com for your latest and greatest in geek news and reviews. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on the Twitter there, at Geek Legacy. And check out some of our other podcasts. We have The Comic Corner, which is hosted by Jeff and Tyler, where they focus strictly on comic books, and they highlight and review what's going on in the world of superheroes. And we also have The Pixelated Podcast, which is hosted by Steven, and he focuses on video game news. Both are excellent shows, and we can't recommend them enough. Thank you for listening, and have a fabulous week.